100 Word Stories.
Good morning, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast. At one a day until the day you know all that crap. Why do I keep saying it every week? You're hitting buttons on your Stitcher or your iPod and, or the dog loaded it. I have no idea what the hell you do at this point. It's been how many years? Can I just do this and out into the void and you out there in void land going, let's listen to this. Okay, well, you're listening to this. Now what? Just sit here for a while. My fingers hurt. You know how it is when you use a nail clipper and you cut them too far and then the corners start to feel, puff up or, there's a little, ickiness there and it just sucks for like a week or two. It's like, grow back, and you got to put on Band-Aids on it. And if you use one of those magic mice or the magic trackpads or whatever with a Mac or a gesture-based one and it's like, if your pointer finger or your middle finger and you can't use them now for scroll up or down or for, the three-finger gestures of flick from virtual screen to virtual screen, that sucks. That's stupid. So I try to be careful when I clip my nails, but every fucking time.
You should go to a professional.
Really? A professional person that clips nails? It's good enough at least that I'm not biting them anymore. I promised Piper that I would never bite my nails ever again. And, I try to keep to that, but every now and then, but it's like once every few months. It's like, this little bit here. And it's never out of nerves. It's out of annoyance, which you could say is nerves. It's all nerves, really. Your brain is made of nerves. What? All right, we're doing a podcast here. Topic this week was pen, as opposed to next week, which is pan. I guess these two are a pair, like some sort of cycle. Wind up like Terry Pratchett, taking a bunch of puns too far or something. And I don't mean to cast aspersions on Terry Pratchett. The books of his I read, I loved. Never really got into the whole series. I'm sure that I could pick up some ebook package and just start reading them all and curl up by the fire. We have a fireplace, but, you can't put a fire in there. We have an old TV in there with a DVD, and it plays a fireplace DVD on a loop when we have it on. Although I'm sure that the TV is so old, one day it will catch fire. Thank goodness it's in the fireplace, right? So the topic this week is it pen or pen? Whatever it is, you guys know it already. You've already sent in your stories. So we have a whole bunch of stories on it. Let me just get the hell out of your way so that you can talk to yourselves. Every time I say, hey, who's still listening to this? Can you just leave a comment? No one ever comments, except for the people who participate. I think it's all just everyone who participates, and then anyone who's put this on their iPod, or I guess now it's Droid. Is there a special application for Droid? Do I need to put in a link for Google Play? I should probably Google it and just say, how do you subscribe? And then create a subscribe create tool. You'd think there'd be a plugin for WordPress that would be just subscribe through everything. I haven't seen an icon or a button for it around in the ones that I subscribe to. The other day Norm Sherman said that the top three podcasts he listened to aren't even storytelling podcasts. Me? My top three? Storytelling podcasts. So suck it, Norm. You don't love the genre. You don't love the game. Put down the ball. You should love. And even though a lot of my stuff gets inspired by things from Today I Found Out, they get inspired by Drabblecast, of course. Beware the Hairy Mango puts me in a mood that I start seeing weird things or hearing weird things, although I always hear weird things. I mean, hallucinations. But I listened to the list. Well, the list is up on the site. You know where it is. And it's under faves, and you'll see up there. Plus, there's a random button up there. You can see a random story, and I'll go back, and I'll just hit random for a while until I get in the mood of, ooh, I never thought about taking this direction. And I take the ending, and I make it the beginning of another story, and I play around. Inspiration is where you get it, man. Inspiration is where you... I watched Jesus Christ Superstar, sort of. I kind of watched it last night. And that's like, okay, that's an Easter movie. No, you want to know a real Easter movie? The first part of the first Zeitgeist movie. That'll set you straight. Although, that second part where it starts getting into 9/11 conspiracy shit, okay, that's full of shit. But the other one, I mean, it's bookended between the 9/11 conspiracy shit and the George Carlin saying the greatest bullshit story ever told. So, you do that. That'll, happy Easter. Actually, I should have watched Jesus Christ Superconductor. Pilate immerses Jesus in liquid helium, and Jesus doesn't resist. Okay, all you physics people out there are laughing. Let's just get on with the story, shall we?
Good morning. This is Jeffrey Fisher here for week 467 on the topic of pen. This is a topic near and dear to my heart. I've amassed a haphazard collection of several dozen pens, including a substantial number of fountain pens. The sublime feeling of a well-tuned nib gliding across the page can't be matched by a ballpoint. And as I'm left-handed, neither can the smear of ink as one's hand passes across the wet page. In any event, I have two stories for you. The first is called Have Pen, Will Travel. The authorial imagination often soars when the author is removed from familiar surroundings. We take that for granted now, but few remember that it was the fountain pen that freed the wordsmith from being chained to his inkwell. Carrying enough ink for many pages of prose allowed him to write anywhere. Thus, the invention of the fountain pen was the second most important development in the creation of the modern writer. Nevertheless, another 150 years or so would have to pass before the invention of the writing surface outside the home, also known as Starbucks. And my second story is called Swordsmanship. They say the pen is mightier than the sword. I know mine is. When I say that, I often get a condescending reply about the metaphorical power of the written word. I can see that reply forming in your mouth as well, sir. But I assure you that I'm not speaking metaphorically. Take a look at this pen. Oh, to be sure, it'll write a few lines. But this is also... wait a minute while I push this button. A fully functioning lightsaber, capable of slicing through metal like... a laser device through metal. I have a pen, but I'm not that good with similes. So put down that sword before you get hurt, sir. And that's it for me this week. I'll be back next week.
Good morning, everyone. This is Richard, and here is my tip of the week. Everything I say is a lie. And so, on to my first story, which is the 100th installment of George's story. It's also the final installment, because to be quite honest, I'm sick of him. So, George's story. The end. George pulled up to the guard's cabin, signed out, and drove away from Connect Protect Solutions. Maybe now he could get back to the world he understood. Pipes, washers, and drainage. He couldn't have felt happier. Pausing at the junction, he glanced in his rearview mirror and was surprised to see the security guard running after him. He leaned out of the window. "You've still got my pen!" the guard was shouting. George didn't care. He floored the accelerator without looking and ploughed straight into a passing truck. George opened his eyes. The hospital seemed strangely quiet. Well, that's George done and dusted, and thank goodness for that, I say. This story is called Monkeys. If an unlimited number of monkeys with typewriters could theoretically write the complete works of Shakespeare, just imagine what they could do with a decent word processing package. Neatly formatted paragraphs, properly spell-checked and justified. Although I bet they'd use Comic Sans. Personally, I wouldn't trust a monkey with anything more advanced than a pen, and I can't imagine they'd do anything particularly creative with it. Probably stick it up their bum, I imagine. If you're going to write Shakespeare, monkeys simply aren't up to the job, no matter how many you might have handy. Try dolphins instead. Here's another tip for you. Don't eat toast whilst recording 100-word stories. It really isn't a good idea. This story is called Petition. Laggins was enjoying his third helping of bacon and coffee when the doorbell rang. Grumpily muttering to himself, he opened the front door to be confronted by that perishing wizard again. "What?" he barked. The wizard smiled. "Would you be willing to sign a petition outlawing door-to-door recruitment for magical quests?" he inquired, proffering a large quill pen. Without hesitation, Laggins grabbed the pen, signing his name on the wizard's scroll with a flourish. "Oops," said the wizard. "Wrong scroll. You've just signed up to join the infernal and horrific Ultimate Treasure Quest. See you tomorrow, first thing." And one last story, just because I've got one. It's called Livestock. We keep them in the pen until they're ready to move on. That way we can watch their diet, and there's no chance of them running off. Of course, they need to keep fit and healthy in such a confined space. So we give them the treadmills and the exercise bikes. They get an hour in the middle of the day, and another couple of hours in the evening. Keeps them at their peak, and gives them a better quality of life, you see. Then, after 4 years, we let them go with a carriage clock. Happy retirement. And that, ladies, gentlemen, and others, is that. So until next week, goodbye.
Hello, everyone. Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. When we were kids, we had pen pals. This was when people used pens and paper. To open the mailbox and find a letter from some exotic location was beyond words. Sometimes we received letters from places we had never heard of. We would dream of going there to meet our new friends. The kids looked at their great-grandfather, a puzzled look on their eyes. "Is that why you got stuck up here in Colony 800? The old man sighed. How could he explain that there had been a life before the colonies, a life at a place everyone called the world? And this is my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizziegoodcuff.blogspot.com. And don't forget, Saturdays at noon, Second Life time, I'm hosting a write-in in Milkwood, the Sim in Second Life, Milkwood. And I would love to welcome you there one of these days. Okay. Talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
This is Serendipity. And here's my story for this week. They told me that the pen is mightier than the sword. I didn't believe them. a sword is clearly a far superior weapon to a ballpoint. But then I got thinking. A sword is such an obvious weapon, difficult to conceal, and takes training to wield efficiently. Whereas a pen can go anywhere, and nobody would ever suspect evil intent. My plan was simple. Neurotoxin, carefully applied in just the right place. Hundreds of victims. Simple and deadly. Mightier than any bladed weapon, any day. Because everybody chews on their pen. Even you. Perhaps even right this minute.
Tora Brazoino here with another story. I'm recording this on an iPad in a hotel room near Heathrow Airport, where I'm at a science fiction convention all weekend, which means I don't have my usual audio tools for cleaning up the hissing and the pops and scratches. So, a story on the subject, pen. Whether one writes a poem, a letter, or just a shopping list, always there is the perfect pen for the task. For this letter, I selected my 1851 Montserrat fountain, with a nib of meteoric steel and a hand-checkered mahogany barrel. I would use a North Indian ink, its forthright blackness tempered with a regretful hint of sepia. Of course, she would appreciate none of this. "O light of my heart," I wrote. After deep consideration, I have decided to terminate our relationship. How can I share my life with someone who writes to me only with a ballpoint pen?
This is Zach Mann. After supplies ran low, I wound up dueling with the old captain over which of us was most capable of feeding the crew. I asked the captain if he would bet his life on the pen being mightier than the sword. He told me he would, so I stabbed him. Luckily, our cook came from a cannibal tribe, so the captain was better able than I to feed the crew after all. Why the eye patch, you might ask? Well, just because I find the sword mightier than the pen, that doesn't mean the pen is useless in a fight.
Hello, Anima here with my submission for Weekly Challenge 467. The end is near. Folks, penmanship has gone into hospice and the end is near. Not long ago, penmanship was taught in primary school and a part of the foundation of the education system. This skill was honed through the simple task of writing untold numbers of thank you notes to distant relatives. Social rapport and empathy were developed. The reward? Smiling grandparents and $5 bills delivered on birthdays. Now, the clatter of keyboards and the tapping of touchscreens has usurped penmanship. The hopeful walk to the mailbox has been replaced with a Pavlovian response to a message alert. It makes me cry. Thank you very much. Have a great week. We'll talk to you later.
Hello, night people. Tom here. My story tonight is the last episode, A Well-Defined Relationship, Part 100. As I lay pen to paper, I can scarcely believe it's been 50 years since the death of Timmy, which in itself tests the limits of a rational world. Normally, a stillbirth document will list gender, baby boy or baby girl, but the officiating nurse swears I clearly said Timmy magnanimously. The Parsons did not question my oversight. For the rest of their lives, they referred to that lost son as Timmy. I can't explain my change of heart. I can't tell you why I did it. I might well be insane to tell you. Timmy told me, do it. And that's it.
Hello, this is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com, and this is my entry for the Wheatley Challenge number 467 with a prompt of pen. I was at the shopping mall today. I went into a store called Spencer Gifts. Maybe you've heard of it. I saw they had a bag of dicks for sale. They were gummy dicks, but there's still a bag of them. So, Lawrence, if you need a bag of them, you know where to find them. So here's my story. The pen is mightier than the sword. I know it's an overused expression and one others of my fellow drabblers are likely to quote. It's a stupid expression as well. While it made seeing difficult for my adversary, once I shoved my pen in his eye, he had quite the reach on me with his sword. I lost my pen. It protrudes from his face. And I'm about to lose my life, as I'm unable to hold my entrails in from the gaping sword wound across my abdomen. So don't believe it. The pen is not mightier than the sword. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Greetings, Nick, from Munzee. Who for your nickname this month has named you Nick? Is that too meta? Probably. Will I let it bother me? Nope. Let's do a story. On Pens by Christopher Monroe. You can't own a pen. They're like butterflies that way, or disposable lighters. They don't belong to anyone. They simply are. They're out in the world, existing, and while one might stay with you for a while, the time will inevitably come when it must move on. Somebody will borrow your pen and, thoughtlessly, it will be put in another person's pocket, never to be seen again. And, when that comes, there's nothing you can do to prevent it. It's pointless to try. Just say goodbye to your pen, remember the time you and it shared fondly, and move on. Broken Escalator, ChristopherMonroe.blogspot.com, and tweets at MunzeeMunzee. Thus ends my weekly story, Nick. I hope that you've enjoyed it. Talk to you again next week.
Hello, hello. Danny Dwyer here. And as always, you can go to DannyDwyer.wordpress.com to read any of my stories. But this week's story this is my entry for the weekly challenge 467, Pen. It's kind of a sad one. Here we go. I don't use a pen anymore. I type everything now, averaging 110 words per minute. Even if I were inclined to use a pen to write this, I don't know if I could hold it right now after hearing a friend from high school died suddenly this past week, prior to his 50th birthday. It is stunning that someone healthy with no medical history could die so suddenly. He leaves behind a wife who is in remission from a terminal illness and unemployed, plus two teenage sons. This just prior to Easter. I doubt even Shakespeare could pen such a tragedy. That's my entry this week. Rest in peace, Ron. You will be missed dearly.
Hi, this is Kimmy under strict supervision of the Feline Forces bringing you my 100-word story this week. The ink wasn't quite dry on the parchment. Satan carefully blotted the markings. He admired the beautiful script, the perfectly spaced letters. He picked up the sheet and blew softly on it, not having the virtue of patience. He set the document down before him on the desk. He meant only to flick a fleck of something off the page, but he ended up smearing a wet globule of ink through the signature, obscuring the name. Sighing, Satan cast the raven feather quill and snow globe inkwell into outer darkness. Wistfully, he pocketed a shiny, big, retractable pen. It clicked loudly.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
They say that the pen is mightier than the sword, but in a zombie apocalypse, you really ought to arm yourself with a sword, or a machete, or at the very least a knife with a strong grip. A gun might be handy if you need to deal with other humans, but guns require ammunition, and ammo eventually runs out. Yes, you can bluff with an empty gun. You can't bluff zombies, though. Well, maybe. You can stand behind a chain-link fence. Then, when the zombies rush the fence, stab them through the fence with a long metal pole.
Too many cooks, too many cooks. Oh, wait. Oh, hi. Oh, did you enjoy all those stories? Cool. Well, I did too. Now it's time to say goodbye for, well, some of you for a week, and others will actually listen to my stories during the week at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. Should I split them up into separate feeds? What do you think? Leave a comment, as if you ever will. Send me an email. Drop me a line. Singing telegram. Candygram. Then have a shark attack me. Show notes, all that stuff. Next topic is Pan. I'm doing laundry right now. Well, not really doing it. I started it, and now the machines are going gathunk, 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 gathunk. So I'll go back in there in... How long do I have? Have you stopped already? About 5 more minutes, and then another 60 minutes of drying and hanging crap up, and what am I going to do with the rest of the day? I should go to the garden shop. Those little flowers that we had, they sort of looked all right, but I knew that we need vincas. Well, they didn't have any vincas, so take photos of them. But, well, I'll see y'all next week. Thank you for listening and being a part of the weekly challenge, and as always... Keep it brief.